Have you ever gone camping? Do you know how to put up a tent? Have you ever even known a tent maker? Well, I do. I know a story about a tent maker, but she lived a long time ago. By profession, Priscilla and her husband, Aquila, were tent makers, and Paul the Apostle met them at Corinth. In between his preaching stints, Paul worked with them making tents in the synagogue. Maybe that's where we get the phrase tent ministry, coming from their working and making tents and preaching about God. I have no doubt that Priscilla was talented and gifted by God. She herself developed a tent ministry, and she was used by the Lord in the ministry for God's kingdom. Sometime later, she and Aquila followed Paul to Syria. Their journey took them on to Ephesus, where they remained, and Paul traveled on to another town. They continued their work in Ephesus, committed to telling others about Jesus. A ministry is available for each of us, right where we live. We can preach God's word, live a life that points to Christ, and tell others how He changed our hearts. Sure, Paul's ministry was huge, and we can all think of someone who is a famous minister with a huge platform. But not all ministries take place in a large public arena. Most take place in a small setting, one-on-one, friend-to-friend. Priscilla was one of many dedicated to telling the good news, and she did so to small groups, to the local people in her area. She spoke when the opportunity allowed her the chance to talk about God. I have taught Kids Super Church for 18 years in a small room at my church, often to a small group of children, a handful of local kids, just like the groups Priscilla may have spoken to in her journey. My work does not take place on a large stage in front of thousands, but it reaches children for God, those placed before me. I have my own tent ministry, per se, of reaching those near me with the gospel. Priscilla and her husband most likely realized their purpose and stuck with it, telling as many people as they could about Jesus. I wonder, are you sticking to your commitment to do the same? Scriptures say in Acts 18, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He had a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures, and he had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he only knew about the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more accurately, more adequately. In other words, this couple showed grace to Apollos, something we can do for others as well. They knew Apollos was familiar with the Old Testament scriptures, but he was basically a new Christian and needed more depth and understanding. They were faithful in sharing Christ with him. Are you? Do you live a life devoted to telling others who Jesus is? Do your friends, people you've met, know you serve a risen Savior? Even if you do not have a pulpit, your front yard, the fence between a neighbor's house, the person you work with, that is your pulpit. The people God sends across your path, they may need to hear about Jesus. Isn't it time to speak up? I want to be committed to reaching the lost in my hometown, on my street, at my church, or in my neighborhood. Priscilla was a spiritual mother of sorts, guiding new people to Christ, a voice for the Lord. I want to be a voice for the Lord, too. She helped people learn about their faith, and I want to do the same. Don't you? You may not think of yourself as a tent maker, but anyone who reaches the world for the Lord could be considered a person who is stitching together a group of believers. So begin your tent ministry. It's not too late. Let's camp out for the Lord and start a fire burning in the hearts of those we meet. Thank you for joining me on Daybreak Devotionals. Energy for your day. This is Pam Kempe.